It is Wednesday, the 27th of July, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellum.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And with us is Becca Bacon-Martin. She is the editor of What's Up, found at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Hey, we're down to the O's and the P's. And an S.
Museum.
Yes. Been talking about many of the great museums in the area this week.
And, of course, preparation for the opening of Crystal Bridge is looking at some of the things we already have. The Ozark Military Museum at the old airport in Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. Military aircraft and vehicles, weapons, and other memorabilia from World War II and other conflicts. Open 11 to 4:30 Sunday through Friday and 10 to 4:30 on Saturday. Admission is $8, and you enter through the Air Museum.
Right.
So don't be confused. Pea Ridge National Military Park, obviously a Civil War battlefield. The battle occurred March 7th and 8th, 1862, so I bet we talk about it next year.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Hours are 8 to 5 daily. Admission is $5 per person older than 15. The Peel Mansion Museum and Historic Gardens in Bentonville. Mm-hmm. Built in 1875 by Colonel Samuel West Peel. Mm-hmm. The house is furnished with period antiques, and the garden features heirloom plants. And it's so wonderful. The first time I came down here, that place was a wreck.
Mm-hmm.
And to see it the way it is now is just a glorious thing. They're open 10 to 3 Tuesday through Saturday, and admission is $2 to $5. Prairie Grove Battlefield State Park.
150th. And they just went, that visitor center just went through a nice major renovation.
And the battle took place December 7th, 1862. Hours are 8 to 5 daily. Admission is $3 to $5. And the Siloam Springs Museum.
Yes.
Oh, I love the Siloam Springs Museum.
There are a lot of great stories that come out of Siloam Springs.
And that museum looks like the Shiloh Museum when I first remember it, when it was in the old library. Love it. They have an overview of Western Benton County, including Native American culture, pioneer life, medicine, daily life prior to the Civil War and at the turn of the 20th century. They're open 10 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday, and they are by donation.
Okay.
All right.
And we've got a few things tomorrow.
Okay.
The end of summer celebration at 10 o'clock at the Springdale Public Library.
The what?
End of summer?
No.
Okay, how about
kids.
End of summer vacation?
It's the end of the summer reading program.
Okay, okay.
Calm down.
Let's just not end summer before we have to.
The summer reading program. If it means it cools off, I'm with the other idea.
Good point.
Mariachi Armistad is playing there. Feathered Friends at the Fort. Mm-hmm. A program for children at 10 at the Fort Smith National Historic Site. A teen program, stencil a t-shirt at 2 at the Boone County Library in Harrison. Nice folks over there. And The Legend of Sleepy Hollow with Stevens Puppets at 2 o'clock at the Bentonville Public Library. And that's all tomorrow and all free.
So it's going to be The Legend of Sleepy Hollow with puppets.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That really sounds intriguing. It does, because I want to see, you know, because something happens to Ichabod Crane.
It's so easy to make him happy.
It really is. It is. Okay, is that it?
That's it.
All right.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.